camins.
Els camins.
De la música.
De la música.
Amigues, amics de Radio Clara, bona nit, bon dia, bona vesprada i benvingudes o benvinguts als Camins de la Música. Avui anem a fer un programa en el que un monstre del jazz va a fer un de les seues darreres actuacions. Estem parlant de Duke Ellington. Duke Ellington, no cal per a les persones que escolten aquest programa, supose que se li explique qui és o qui deixa de ser. Duke Ellington, resumint-ho molt, és aquella persona negra que va aconseguir que la música de la seua gent poguera accedir a les sales de concert dels blancs. Bé, és una forma de dir-ho, evidentment, però realment és, a part, moltíssimes més coses. És un gran músic, és un excel·lent compositor, va ser un lluitador enorme per els drets civils de la seua gent i va estar, per això, algunes vegades un poquet deixat de costat, encara que de forma sempre discreta. Per exemple, no li varen donar el Premi Pulitzer de música i ell va respondre, era l'any 60 i pocs, 61 o 62, ell va morir el 64, i va respondre això amb una irònica frase dient: està clar que no volen que em faça famós massa jove. En fi, el concert que aneu a escoltar prové d'una gravació d'una actuació en la BBC 2, una actuació en la sala de concerts de la pròpia BBC, amb tota l'orquestra en ple de Duke Ellington en aquell moment, és a dir, en la seva època final, perquè si va ser el concert el 21 de febrer del 64, li faltaven escassament 3 mesos i 3 dies per a deixar aquest món. Tenia un càncer de pulmó prou ja agreujat i de tota manera ell va estar allò de que va morir amb les botes posades. No vos vaig a molestar ja més, tan sols comentar-vos una coseta, que és que en la peça Isfahan, una peça de la seua suite de l'Extrem Orient, n'hi ha una actuació que ell presenta, perquè ell va presentant en les diverses peces i va fent esment normalment dels solistes. Doncs bé, presenta a un Johnny Hodges fent el treball de sol en Isfahan, que evidentment és per a llevar-se el barret totalment. Se comprèn que l'orquestra de Duke Ellington, sense Johnny Hodges, el temps que va estar sense ell, perguera prou de la seua popularitat. I ja no vos dic res més. Vos deixe així a l'orquestra de Duke Ellington en una gravació feta en la BBC 2 el 21 de febrer de 1964. Ell moria el 24 de maig de 1964 en un programa de televisió que es deia Jazz 625. Ah, i una petita observació. El so no és massa bo perquè so és tret d'una cinta de vídeo VHS, però bé, allà anem. Thank you.
Rudolf Erichsen. Jimmy Hamilton. Thank you. Of course, that was Perdido. The soloists were Paul Gonzalez, Rolf Erichsen, and Jimmy Hamilton. And now, Cootie Williams and his conception of Caravan.
Ha 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 ha.
Judy Williams, I think one. Thank you very much for Cootie Williams. And now, one of the segments of our new impressions of the Far East Suite. The scene is Isfahan, the solo by Johnny Hodges.
Open up.
Carter. Buster Cooper. Paul Gonzalez. Thank you very much for Cat Anderson, Buster Cooper, and Paul Gonzalez. And now, Harlem, or rather our tone parallel to Harlem. Harlem, of course, being a place that we've lived very close to and with and have absorbed many of the qualities and quantities of Harlem. It's a wonderful place. Let's imagine we are starting at 110th Street. We're going up toward 145th Street. These are the north and south extremities of Harlem. We start up through the Latin Quarter on up into the 125th Street. And we imagine also that we are on Sunday and we see the people going to church and it's very peaceful and there's a girl, well, hip chick standing on the corner. She stops the traffic. Then we imagine a funeral. And, you know, it's a general atmosphere of every other place in the world. Some happy people, some are blue, some are pretty well off, and some are not too well off. And if you watch closely, you may see us in our civil rights demands as we pound away. The opening statement in Harlem is Cootie Williams as he pronounces the word Harlem.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for Harlem and all the kids in the band. And as I said before, they all want you to know that we do love you madly. I did forget to mention about Harlem that there are a lot of nice people in Harlem. There are a lot of naughty people, too. But we are represented in Congress by a minister. Another great distinguished, rather eminent personage happens to be with us tonight. Well, he's one of the most important people in our group. He's very seldom seen in public appearances, but he's always heard. It's my pleasure to introduce the eminent composer, orchestrator, Billy Strayhorn.
A flat for Billy Strayhorn.
Billy Strayhorn, my writing and arranging companion. He wrote our theme, Take the A Train. And now we'd like to do a very special operatic version of Take the A Train. Thank you very much for Ernie Shepherd. We forgot to mention that our bass was a baritone.
Johnny Hodges. Johnny Hodges. Johnny Hodges, the number Johnny Hodges just played is taken from the music we did for the Stratford Shakespearean Festival in Ontario, Canada. It was for the play Timon of Athens. This is the scene, the banquet scene, when these wealthy men who are dripping in emeralds, diamonds, and rubies are having their big ball, and they're just sitting around, you know, and having, you know. And anyway, at this point, now, for the next number, is an opportunity for some young ladies to come in. This is their first exposure to this much wealth, naturally. They are to dance for these gentlemen, and they are amateur dancers, incidentally. So they, without skill, I mean, they must employ the skillipoop. And this is the name of this number. Now, the skillipoop is not an English word. It's more or less an American colloquialism. It means like skillipooping off, or like saying what you want to say without saying it. It's like skillipooping. Sam Woodyard. Sam Woodyard has skilly-pooped. Thank you very much. That was Little African Flower. Our next selection will be executed in the beginning by our first chair rhythm section. Thank you.
Mare de Déu Senyor i quina energia. Bé, així vos deixe fins al pròxim programa dels Camins de la Música. Espero que vos hagi agradat tant als oients de Ràdio Clara com als oients de Ràdio La Mistelera, que no hem oblidat d'ells, evidentment, ni d'elles. Fins al pròxim programa. Bona nit, bon dia, bona vesprada i adeu.